The Front Page Podcast, named one of iTunes' best in 2010.
On Wednesday's Front Page, police were sent to Jared Loughner's family home more than once before Saturday's attack in Tucson. China tested a new stealth fighter as Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited Beijing. And MySpace is struggling. It's given up on trying to compete with Facebook. Now it's cutting 500 jobs. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says police were sent to the home where Jared Loughner lived with his family more than once before the attack on Saturday. A spokesman for the sheriff's office says he doesn't know what the calls that brought the police to the home were about. He says the tapes are being reviewed by lawyers for the police and will be released later. Separately, a friend of Loughner's said Loughner had been an expert with a gun since high school. The attack left Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords fighting for her life and six others dead. Loughner's parents broke their silence, asking the media to respect their privacy. President Obama is planning to visit Tucson on Wednesday. The president's expected to focus his remarks at a memorial service on unity. He's expected to avoid the debate over violence in the nation's political culture. Times reporter Mark Lacey previews the president's agenda for the day.
He's expected to meet with the relatives. He's also expected to meet with Governor Jan Brewer, who has changed her focus from the upcoming legislative session to this tragedy. And she's declared the entire state in a state of mourning.
I had every intention of delivering a State of the State address to you today, detailing a bold and solid plan to create jobs, improve education, and reform Arizona's tax code. It's a plan that I believe in, but it's a topic for another day.
This shooting has deeply affected this community, there's no doubt about it. There's makeshift memorials, and there's also gatherings of people. We expect hundreds of people to show up at two churches to remember the fallen victims of the shooting and the many people struggling for their lives.
Times reporter Mark Lacey. Times reporter Benjamin Weiser says Loughner's lawyers may have a hard time with an insanity defense. The rules for that were tightened in the 1980s after John Hinckley Jr. was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. Legal experts say Loughner's lawyers are more likely to use his mental status and history to head off the death penalty if he goes to trial and he's convicted. Also on Wednesday's front page, China's military conducted a test flight of a new stealth fighter jet. That overshadowed a visit from Defense Secretary Robert Gates. It apparently caught China's civilian leaders off guard. President Hu Jintao left the impression he didn't know about the test when Gates arrived for a formal meeting at the Great Hall of the People. Here in New York, the federal government is accusing the city of overbilling Medicaid. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the city improperly approved 24-hour home care for thousands of patients. In a lawsuit, prosecutors said the city cheated the federal government by taking advantage of a change in Medicaid rules. Once that happened, the city began enrolling patients who didn't need round-the-clock home care and some who should have gone to nursing homes. MySpace used to be the dominant website for social networking. But at the end of last year, when Facebook was negotiating a $500 million investment from Goldman Sachs, MySpace was preparing to fire nearly half its staff. It's now announced 500 layoffs. That could be the first step towards selling the site. News Corporation bought MySpace in 2005 for nearly $600 million. Recently, MySpace revamped the site to give users more ways to get music, videos, and celebrity gossip. Inside Wednesday's Times, Defense Secretary Gates is warning of a threat from North Korea. He says it's within 5 years of developing a missile that could hit Alaska or the West Coast. Officials say Gates' comments reflect a new assessment by intelligence officials, but he's also concerned that Washington underestimates how fast the North is moving ahead on military technology.
Same phone, same battery life, same screen. It's the iPhone, just on Verizon.
That's personal technology editor Sam Grobart. He says Verizon ended months of speculation by announcing it will begin selling a version of the iPhone 4 next month. Then he got a preview.
The Verizon phone has two new and somewhat interesting things. There is a new feature on Verizon's iPhone, which allows up to 5 other wireless devices to sync to the iPhone using its Wi-Fi connection. That means if you have a laptop or a digital camera with an iFi card or some other device, you can use your iPhone as your own personal Wi-Fi hotspot. On the other hand, using a CDMA network means that you can't do voice and data at the same time. So if you're on the phone, you can't then check an email while still remaining on the phone or using a map app or something else. Potentially millions of people now getting the iPhone on Verizon's network. That will be the real test of that network strength to see if it can stand up to the kind of data crunching, entertainment hungry people who tend to use the iPhone.
Personal technology editor Sam Grobart. The Verizon iPhone won't be the same iPhone that AT&T is selling. Apple had to create a different one because Verizon's network uses different technology. Inflation in China is rising. Officially, consumer prices went up 5.1%, but economists said the actual inflation rate might be twice as high. Importers will feel the squeeze. The effect on U.S. consumers may be subtler. The overall impact on U.S. inflation will probably be minimal.
I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
How
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be.
That's Margaret Whiting singing with Johnny Mercer. She may not have been a household name like Rosemary Clooney, and she wasn't a singing movie star like Doris Day, but for more than 30 years, beginning in the 1940s, she was widely popular in the worlds of big band, jazz, and popular music. Margaret Whiting died on Monday. She was 86.
Lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
great. I thrill when you touch my hand.
That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.
Ooh, baby, it's cold.